Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. No, I'm not good, actually. I'm not good. I'm sad. I'm really sad.
Why are you sad?
Because nobody at my work noticed that I got a new hairdo.
You didn't get a new hairdo.
Not one person said, Lisa, I love your bangs.
Oh, my God.
Samantha, nobody noticed I got bangs.
Well.
Nobody. Okay. I said to my boss today, I said, so it's been a couple days and you haven't mentioned anything about my new hairdo. Did you not notice I got a new hairdo? And she started to laugh and she's like, no. When? And I said, on Saturday, actually, I got it cut longer.
Yeah. Yes. That is such a... Yes.
Right? Okay. I got it cut longer. Uh-huh. I said, and I have bangs now. And she started to laugh again.
I'm sure she did.
And then I tried to explain to her the reason why I felt I needed bangs was because in real life, I feel I have bangs, but in pictures, they disappear.
Yes, they do.
And I feel that my forehead becomes a billboard for a sign that says, bangs go here. Right? But they don't, because in a picture, somehow, they've disappeared.
Yes, they have.
But in my real life, I got them. And nobody noticed. I was hanging around people a little more than normal, waiting.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I hate to break it to you.
What?
You don't look any different.
What do you mean? My hair's long.
No, it's okay. So when you get your hair cut, it actually is shorter.
No, she cut it longer.
No, she
this
didn't.
Time. Yes,
no, she
because
didn't.
In one more month, everything will be like the picture. That's what she said. I said, okay, fine. I can do one more month with really long hair.
Is she okay?
Yeah. Right?
I can't have this conversation with you. You just don't listen.
I'm listening.
No,
I'm
you're
wearing
not.
It. Look it.
No, you're not.
Right? It's fall browns.
It looks lovely.
Right? I changed the color. And I changed the style.
There you go.
And now I have bangs.
It is a radical transformation, Lisa. How do you feel about it?
I feel disappointed that nobody's noticing it. It's like I think everybody's too wrapped up in their own world right now. They're
not
looking
at
me.
Oh, my God. Yes, they might be more wrapped up in
their
own stuff.
That might be the only reason, right? Because as if there's no double takes in my direction, because, hey, you got bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
It's been on my mind.
I'm sure it has.
It's been on my mind since I got my hair cut long.
I can't.
Look at it. It's cut long.
Yes.
Right? And friends of the podcast, I get you can't see it, but just picture me with longer hair. I'm just saying.
And we're doing something we said we would never do again.
No, we said we wouldn't talk about not getting a haircut during COVID. We never, ever said we wouldn't talk about Lisa getting a new hairstyle.
All right.
Right? That's big news. We got to talk about you getting new eyebrows. I don't get to talk about me getting new bangs.
Well, yeah.
Right? I'm just saying.
Okie dokie.
Okay? I'm just saying, uh-huh. Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's all. I just need to get it off my chest. I need
all
to
right.
feel free.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Hi.
You know what I need to get off my chest? Because you're not going to ask me how I'm doing, but I'm going to just roll with it anyways.
Because I'm that bad friend.
Because you don't give a shit.
I don't care. Of course I care.
I am done with Kelly and Ryan and reruns.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because
what
they've
done
of it is
they pre-taped the first 15 minutes of their show.
Which is the best part.
And then they land in all these old things.
Like, remember when we had to do that? Remember when we had to do our best of because we were on vacation? It's the exact same thing. You can't.
I don't appreciate it when I'm getting ready for work and that is what I watch in the morning and I'm like, why is it old? Why are there not new things?
But the best part of their show is that first 15 minutes. So you should be thankful that they give you that. Because lots of them don't, nobody else, no other shows are giving you that. They're all just launching into old shows.
Oh, but September, there's so much happening.
I know it's going to be busy. So take it back. Take it back. You don't say you hate Kelly and Ryan. You can't say you hate.
I was not prepared for this. I was prepared for new shows, and all I got was Bupkis.
Why do you think you get new shows when nobody else is getting new shows?
Well, because she went on holidays, and I thought, well, you know.
She didn't announce she was coming back for fall. She just went on holidays. They're giving you parts of new shows every day.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. The opening.
They pre-taped everything.
Not in the mornings.
Yes, they did.
Okay, but still, it seems new. You haven't seen it. You don't know what it's about. And yes, it is new because they're still talking about current things in that 15-minute time slot before you switch it because you're mad. That's what I'm saying.
I have a very little amount of patience.
Oh, okay. But yeah, you can watch all your other crappy talk shows.
I can watch Wendy over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, right? And spit out what she says for the last 5 years. But Kelly and Ryan, you give them no slack.
No.
That's, you suck. That's what I think. I got their back.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know, I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, my goodness, right? So, you know how...
Let's go to you again, Lisa.
Back to me. Did you have... I'm sorry, Samantha. Did you have some more to add?
Oh, sweet mother of God, just say what you need to say.
Right? I hope our friend Lori Gelman isn't upset at you. Because technically...
I love them. I love Kelly and Ryan.
But technically, you're saying that they shouldn't get a vacation either. Because
Lori will understand.
I don't think she will. I guess maybe we could pose that as a question on our Facebook
page. We actually are the only two people in the world who still watch daytime TV, according to our Facebook group.
That's true, right? That's true. So don't give up on them.
I'm not.
I'm just saying, right?
I'm just waiting for September.
It's coming. It's really, really close. It's like 4 days away.
Well, not quite four, but sure.
But it's close. It's not too many away, Samantha. Okay, but with September comes my dilemma. Okay.
This has to be food related, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Because the fall kicked in a little soon, right?
Yes, it did.
Kicked in a little earlier than normal. So my dilemma is I've got two boxes of the Kraft Dinner macaroni salad in my cupboard. And it's fall.
It's still macaroni.
No, pasta salad needs to be done now.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, because it's fall.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Right? We don't eat the pasta salad in the fall time.
And what are you going to do, Lisa? Are we going to throw it away?
I don't know. That's why I'm trying to figure it out, Samantha.
And what is your best case scenario for this?
I don't know if I have one. I don't know. That's why I'm talking to you.
Okay. What is its due date? What is its best before?
No, it's got time. It's got time.
How much time? Like
enough
next
time.
Year? Next year
yeah.
time?
But I don't want to see it just sitting in my cupboard for a year. I'm never going to eat that if I look at it every day for a year.
Hide it.
But now I know that it's hidden.
Okay. So then my next thing would be is give it to the pigeons.
We can't start feeding the pigeons.
We can't start feeding the pigeons. Okay. Okay. My next thing would be put the two boxes downstairs in the foyer of your building and see who takes them.
Maybe could do that. Maybe could maybe do that. Like free, I really want to make
free
it.
Free salad. Help yourself.
I really like that salad and I'm mad at Mother Nature because she came too early and I didn't get a chance.
Well, do you think fall is here and summer is done?
Oh, you know what? I don't like to bend the rules for like just because it's nice in September, right?
So what? September 1st, you're done. It's fall.
Labor Day, technically, right? So this is just new to you. This is new to you after 20 years of friendship, right? You don't think I've been like eyeing the spaghetti all week?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Not eating it yet because it's not quite time.
Well, I've already had spaghetti. So
you had spaghetti at home, spaghetti?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yep, I
nope.
did. I did.
Nope. Not going there. I'm not going there.
I don't have the weird rules quite like you do.
But I'll tell you what I did do. You know what I made tonight and realized I am like the master and didn't even know it?
Oh.
5-minute rice.
I don't think you can kill 5-minute rice.
No, but you can make, you can't kill it, but you can make it even better than the next guy's 5-minute rice. Like, and put me in a contest. I'm winning the 5-minute rice contest.
And why? And why are you winning, Lisa?
Just really, really good. I just know the technique, Samantha.
And what is that?
The technique is to add a little extra rice to the water.
What?
Yeah, because, right, you want the water to soak up. You want to soak it all up. So you always add a little more rice. You put a little bit of butter at the beginning, but then you add a little bit of butter at the end.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that's what separates my amazing 5-minute rice from just your 5-minute rice. It's the butter twist.
It's the butter twist.
It's the butter twist.
Got it.
It's all about the butter twist.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, I know, right? And then I salt and pepper it in the pot.
Woo!
I know, right? Like, go figure, hey? Who does that?
The butter, the salt, the pepper.
The butter, the salt, the pepper. All in the pot. 5 minutes. I win the contest.
Was there a contest?
If there was one.
Okay.
There was one tonight in my mind. I was preparing for one. I'm like, let's just pretend. Don't you ever do that when you're cooking your food? And you're like, hey, so tonight's contest will be who can make the best 5-minute rice?
No!
Really? Weird. You
Not
should try
even
it.
Remotely.
You should try and see if you ever win. Because you probably are afraid to lose.
Well, I usually win. I don't care.
I usually win, so.
Okay.
And every night, I am the reigning champion. Every night.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
I really Thank don't you. Care, but whatever.
Samantha, it's because you're jealous because you can't cook like me.
Oh my God, I'm so jealous. Oh right? my God, I'm burning with jealousy right now.
I know. It's rearing its ugly head. I'll let you know that right now. That's what's happening. Hey, have you ever imagined life as a snail?
No, because I don't care.
No, I think you could be the perfect snail.
Why would I be a snail?
Because
I walk faster than you do.
It has nothing to do with walking. It has to do with the days where you can be sluggish like a snail.
Well, yes.
Right?
I try to move very little on my day off.
Yes. Right? And you don't like to leave your house.
I don't.
Snail don't like to leave its house either. Right? Right? Snails in it. Right? You like to feel kind of cocooned.
Uh-huh, I do.
Snail feels cocooned in the inside of its little house.
Yes.
I think that in a past life, you might have been a snail.
I might have been a snail.
I think you might have been a snail. Right?
Totally.
You just take your stuff with you at your own pace as you go. Right? That's what I think. So just think about that, Samantha. Oh, and I thought about that and I just thought, I bet you Sam would have been the best snail. Right? You fit all the snail criteria.
I do. Right? Apparently.
Right? Yeah, you can still eat in your little house. You don't have to worry about doing dishes in your
My
little house.
My house comes with me.
Your house goes with you. Right? You can sleep in your little house. Right? You can move at your own pace. Like, remember when you had your broken ankle, right? Yeah. You're a little bit slower.
Yeah.
A little sluggish. Right?
Move at my own pace. That's good.
Move
one.
At your own pace.
That's good, Lisa.
I think it's perfect.
When did this pop into your brain?
just one of those crazy things that pop into my brain sometimes.
And what would you be, Lisa?
I don't know what I would be.
I see you as a chatty bird.
I think I'm
oh
like,
my God,
I'm
you're a parrot.
I would be a parrot for sure. I would be a parrot, hey? You're a snail and I'm a parrot.
Oh my God.
I know, right? That's what we are. That is our, we are creatures of the wild.
Oh my God. Right? You're a freaking parrot.
I'm a parrot and you're a snail. Right? That is not so funny.
Oh my God.
That's what we do. I just chirp and talk. And
I'm like,
you're just content to be.
Leave me alone.
Right? It's like, don't make me go in my house. Right? And I'd be up in the tree going, don't go in your house. Why are you going in your house? What do you got to go in your house for? Right? And you'd be like slowly retreating into your house. And then you'd just be a shell.
Right? Yeah, pretty much.
And then I'd probably come and like sit on the shell.
Yeah. Right?
I'd be like your little sidekick and you'd be in the house. That is God. Like some people think they'd be like leopards and cheetahs. That's yeah. who we would be. Parrots yeah. and snails.
A parrot and a snail.
Yeah. Totally. A parrot and a snail.
Oh my God.
That's what we would be, Samantha.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
Yeah. I thought so too.
Okay. But with all this weather stuff happening, like it got really cold.
It was really, really cold.
It got so cold.
Like it was 4 degrees.
I almost thought about turning on my heat yesterday.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I almost did.
You shut your mouth.
Why?
You shut your mouth. Because we don't need heat on in August. Oh.
Did something happen, Lisa?
No, I'm just saying a suggestion was made and we don't need it. We don't need the heat on in August.
Oh my God. Mike suggested turning the heat on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it was so cold.
Oh my God.
Right? But it's August.
You guys are feast or famine. You're either at 32 degrees or, well, actually, no, you're not. You're 32 degrees all the time.
Right? But here's something funny. This must get cold this week every year because it popped up in my Facebook memories.
Oh.
From 5 years ago. And I'm like, oh, apparently this is not new to my world.
No. Well, and probably like, you know, the BC fires were a few years ago as well. So apparently it's making its rounds again.
It's all cyclical. Yeah. Crazy. I'm just saying, right? We don't need the heat on yet. No. Did you turn your heat on?
No, I did not.
No, we don't need it yet. We can tough it out.
I opted to tough it out.
I toughed it out too, right? I toughed it out. Don't get me wrong. I used my blanket though.
I did too.
Yeah, right? Like it's cold. Like it's cold.
But that does not mean we turn on the heat.
It's on principle alone, right? There's no heat.
Really, technically speaking, you should probably only turn the heat on if it's like a minus something.
Yeah. So we were still 4 degrees away from being in a minus. So, no. Right. Now, don't get me wrong. If it's 4 degrees in October, we're probably turning on the heat.
This is true.
But that's October.
It's different.
Different.
It's a different cool.
It's completely a different cool. Okay. So, speaking of the fall, and I know we did this last week too, but I'm not done with it yet.
No, you're obsessed with something because you hate it so much. You're totally obsessed with it.
Totally. That's how my mind works, right? I am so pumpkin spiced out and it just started yesterday. I see pumpkin spice Cheerios. I saw something about pumpkin spice ramen noodles.
That seems really weird.
Well, apparently it's really good with curry.
Oh, yeah.
And pumpkin spice cream cheese.
Oh, well, that would be good on a bagel.
Ugh, why is there so many things? God.
Well, and Starbucks just launched pumpkin spice today, I think.
I know, right? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody did it. It's everywhere. We're oversaturated. And then Mary Beth Martin put on our Facebook page today, why not turn up the Christmas music? And I'm like... Pretty much exactly what I'm thinking too, right?
And you hate Christmas music too, so.
I hate it. I hate Christmas music also, right? I like the classics.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Anne Murray.
Thank you. Anne Murray, right? Like Christmas in Killarney. And all the holiday. I like that, right? I like that one a lot. Right? It's Christmas in Killarney. And all the right? It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau.
Okay, stop.
That's all I know. I don't know all the words right now because it's August.
Because it's August.
So I have not brushed up on my Christmas carols. I'm just saying, does everything have to be, like, why can't there be more maple? Why can't there be some caramel drizzle? Those also are very popular.
Those will come.
Why can't they come when the pumpkin spice comes if we need to rush
it? It's a bigger deal because pumpkin isn't around all year.
It actually could be, though.
Why?
Why?
I feel like it's only a fall thing.
I don't know. Do they try?
Well, I'm not trying to eat pumpkin stuff in the spring and summer.
You wouldn't eat pumpkin pie in the summer?
No.
I'd eat pumpkin pie in the summer.
Oh, my God. That brings me back to the memories of eating pumpkin pie. And just, like, that's my guilty pleasure.
That is your guilty pleasure. The whole pumpkin pie.
What did you eat today? I ate a half a pumpkin pie.
Right? And I'm saving the other half for tomorrow.
But you know what? Like, Sobeys is a really good one. And yeah. Safeway has good pumpkin pie.
Safeway makes a good pumpkin pie.
Oh, they make good pumpkin pie.
And you put you don't even put like the whipped cream on it.
No, I just eat it like naked.
You just like whole, you're eating it naked.
I'm eating it naked and right out of the pan, people.
Right out of the pan, right? I'm just saying, why so much pumpkin spice?
Because right? It's good for you, Lisa.
Pass. I'm never going to have, I'll have a pumpkin pie. That's it.
Fine, whatever.
That's all.
Okay, but you know what our gal Shauna Foster did?
But
she tried Cheetos mac and cheese.
Oh, I saw it in the grocery store and wondered.
Yes, and she says it's good.
Makes me tempted, hey?
Well, it makes me wonder, like, Shauna doesn't lie.
Shauna's not lying.
But I'm also like, Cheetos
but
mac
she
and
also
cheese.
Did say... When I asked about it, she did say it does not trump Kraft dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Because I said, explain to me how this beats Kraft dinner. And she said, it does not, but it's really good.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay.
All right.
Interesting.
All right.
Huh. Interesting, right? But I don't know. All those other flavor packets, that's disgusting.
I'm not. No, because one of them was candy floss.
Yeah, right. I don't need that in my Kraft dinner.
Ugh.
Right? Ew.
It's not happening, folks.
It's not happening. I wore a sweater to work the other day. Not like a real sweater, but like a zip-up kind of like a coat, but not a coat.
Like a shacket?
Not a shacket. No.
No?
No. Like a sweater with a zipper, but not a zipper, but not a coat.
Like a cardigan?
No, it had a zipper. Like a coat, but not a coat, kind of.
So I'm trying to marry those two words together.
So I bought it last year from Olson, where the HHG works. Uh-huh. So it's a sweater in the front.
Uh huh.
And then it's like a little quilted puffy coat in the back.
So it's a shacket.
It's not a shacket because yours is a shacket and it looks nothing like that.
It's a squill, a sweater, and it's a quilted jacket. So it's a squill.
It's a squacket.
It's a squacket.
It's a squacket. That's what it is. It's a squacket. Right? A quilted sweater jacket.
Jacket.
A sweater. I don't know. Let's just call it squacket.
It's a squacket.
It's a squacket. Uh-huh. That's what it is. It's a squacket. Yeah, it's a squacket, Samantha. Wait. Yeah, right? So that's my in-between jacket before I go to my puffy coat.
Lovely.
I'm wearing my squacket.
Got it.
Because it's cold at 7 a.m.
Yes.
Right? When I go to work. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold.
It's a wee bit chilly.
A wee bit chilly. That's for sure.
But to be honest, this weather is just making me I just want to sleep. That's all I want to do now.
And that's another thing I think that the snail does. The snail sleeps a lot, I believe.
I think so.
Right? I think you're a snail.
I'm a snail.
I think you're a snail.
So all I want to do is sleep. What is this weather doing for you, though?
No, you know what? When it's cool, when it's cool, I can sleep. It's not really doing anything for me. What it's doing is it's just making me realize that baseball season's almost over.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Got it.
So the weather doesn't... you know what? What you see is what you get, Samantha. I'm the exact same Lisa all seasons.
Yeah, but your dirty Kleenexes make a really big comeback in the fall.
I've got one right now in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do for sure.
Is the cold weather making you think like you have a cold?
Yeah, a little bit, right? Like, so now I believe that my nose is permanently drippy. So I'm always with the dirty Kleenex in my hand at all times.
Always, at all times.
Right? Because you know me, right? Like, get your money's worth out of that Kleenex. The HHG is the exact same. So it makes me think there's more nasty Kleenex users out there. Ugh. They just don't admit it.
That's so gross.
You're like, Mike, one and done. I'm like, oh, God,
yeah,
what a waste.
Much, eh?
What a waste.
What a waste.
What a waste. So, yeah, of course, in my mind now, I feel I permanently have a cold.
Of course you do.
But nothing pans out. Nothing.
Darn
pans
it.
Out. Nothing pans out, right? Go figure. Samantha, do you think it's almost time for a casino night?
Well, if we go, we're taking Sheila.
Oh, so she wants to play the nickels.
Yeah. No, she plays the the penny.
Oh, she plays the penny. I couldn't remember if it was the penny or the nickel. But no, not now, because now there's no penny.
Oh, that's right. Okay, well, then she's playing the nickels. She's
playing the nickel. You know what the problem is with taking your mom to the casino and her playing the nickel slot? She's there too long. Because we go through our money so fast.
Wait.
And then your mom's like, I've only spent 15 cents. Right? Right? Because that roll of $2 nickels lasts a lifetime.
And we've already gone through 50 bucks.
And then we have to go and spend more money. All right, we'll come back in 6 minutes after we spend another 50 each.
Because we're like, $25, $25.
Right? All right, let's go for it. If we don't play, we can't win big if we don't play big. And your mom, look at that. I won my $2 back.
Do you remember that one time we won? What did we win back? $150.
Yeah.
And we like were so proud of ourselves. We like took pictures.
Took pictures. Remember we took a picture because my nephew had won a lot of money at the casino. And I'm like, yeah, well, look what these bitches just did. These bitches just cashed in at $150.
Oh, my God. And remember when we tried to play blackjack?
Well, I remember, and then they told us, actually, ladies, you can't take selfies at the blackjack table. We didn't know that, right? We're just new to the table.
You're not allowed to take pictures in the casino.
Well, they should have posted that somewhere.
Yes, I think they did, though, actually.
Right, remember? And we had to promise to delete them, but I kept two.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page somewhere.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Because remember, everybody was so serious. And that casino was not loving a Lisa and a Sam that night.
No, we were having fun and everyone was all like, leave me alone. I'm going to win big.
Are you playing this machine? I'm saving it for later. Okay, you can't just save the machines till later, lady. Right?
It was funny.
I feel we would know more now.
No, I don't think so.
I feel now that I run a lottery machine. I think I do. I see poker all in being played all the time. And I'm like, I get it. I know the games now. I know the games.
Well, maybe Lisa might be casino night soon.
You never know, right? So maybe we got to put that on the radar.
Okay. Hey, but you know what?
What?
You know what I was thinking?
Tell me.
Would you ever consider being on a DIY show?
Okay, I don't think I would do a DIY show, but I would do a Elisa renovates this house show, because I pretty much do those all the time anyways.
No, I don't want you to have your own show.
But I do already have my own show. I'm sure I'm the next person they're going to get to go on, like, you know that one with the guy, he's the big burly guy and like the young lady with the cute short hair.
Yes, home, the home one, yes.
The home, right? And they're like in a little town in the States. Like, I think I'm probably like, put me in, coach. I'll pinch hit for her.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Because all her ideas, I'm like, knock it down.
No, I want you to go onto an existing DIY show and showcase all of your wonderful skills.
Oh, like my craftiness.
Well, you're so crafty. You're faking being good with a forge.
Oh, I can forge.
Right?
You already know I can forge.
I feel like you should be on a DIY show.
Like, you think I should be like, and like DIYing, like what? Like, what am I DIYing? I could DIY.
Like, there's this one where you go and you find like antiques and then you refurbish them and you sell them. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. I watched that show with the two men.
Yeah.
I watched that show and I could do that, right? You just go and you make them some deals and you start off small because you earn their trust that way.
Yeah.
And then you resell their shit, right? But, you know, I don't love other people's shit.
No, you do not.
No, but I could do that. Or maybe I could go on to a DIY show where I could be a candle maker. And I could make my candles.
You make candles?
I could make candles. How hard can it be?
Have you? Okay. So you just answered my question. You've never made candles.
I've never made candles, but I bet you I have. I bet you I could figure it out really good.
I bet you you can't.
I bet you I could. I think I could make candles.
Yeah.
If I can't make candles, I can catch the tuna on the boat.
Oh, good God.
I can forge. I can make. I can get the Damascus steel and make my own knife. Okay. I can paint by numbers like Bob Ross.
Yes.
I can paint pretty little clouds and happy little birds.
Fluffy little clouds.
Right? I used to do chia pets.
Yes.
I think I could do DIY, Samantha.
Back in the day, you did a chia pet.
I did a chia pet back in the day.
All right.
Right? I think okay. I could do it. I think yeah. I could do it.
I don't yeah. think so, but that's okay.
I think I could. I think I can do anything I put my mind to.
Well, you know, I think that if you put your mind to it, you would find someone to do it for you and make it look like you did it. So that's the Lisa way around a DIY.
Samantha.
That's the truth.
I'm going to take the fifth on that. I'm not answering that question.
Oh, you're like, how much do I got to pay you to do this?
Right? Because, yeah, all right. It's like, just I like taking back my bottles. I can do that. Right?
Okay. I got a question.
Okay.
We're talking about food.
A lot of food this week.
What's your ideal sub?
Oh, that's an easy one for me. So it's a BLT sub with no L. Right? So it's bacon, tomato. Uh-huh. Pineapple.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of onion, a little bit of pickle, some salt and pepper, some mayo, and some honey mustard.
A lot of sauces.
That is my ideal sub right there.
Oh my God.
What about you? What's yours?
Well, I'm going to gross out the world.
You are.
I love a tuna sub.
I know you always have.
I love a tuna sub. I get there was controversy about the tuna. Is it real? Is it not real? Guess what, folks? I don't give a shit.
You don't care. I knew you would never care. I knew you would never stray.
Give a shit.
Ever.
It tasted good. So I would do a tuna. I put in cheese. I put in some cheddar and some pickles. I would layer in all those pickles. Maybe lettuce
Would you do a vinaigrette?
No, I would do a little more mayo, but I'm definitely doing salt and pepper. Done. Over it. Yum, yum, yum.
Whether it's real or not. Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
Huh. Interesting.
I know. And everyone is probably going to be like, oh my God, that's so gross. I'm like, oh, guys.
I know, right?
Whatevs, man.
I knew that you would always still stick with the tuna sub, right? You were the very first person I ever knew that had a tuna sub.
Oh my God. If Quiznos still made their egg salad.
Oh, that was a good sub.
Oh, that was a good sub. The bomb.
Yeah, that was a good sub.
Because then you added bacon bits to that.
Yeah, and it was heated.
Yes. Oh, it was so good.
It was so good. That was so good.
So good.
Is there still a Quiznos?
I think so, but like not, there's not that many.
No, and do you know why? Because everybody took their gimmick, which was toasting, and ran with it.
Yeah, I ran with it.
So, bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
That's what happened to that, Samantha.
Speaking of subs, though.
Yeah.
Lisa, it was a hot one.
It was a hot one.
Your Facebook Tuesday was hot, hot, hot.
Took a little while for it to get going. Seems like people were a little slow. I'm like, oh, maybe we're getting tired of get rid of one Tuesday. Yeah.
Nope. They
I
were
saw the
quick.
Light. I'm like, oh, no.
The people were very adamant that we are to toss tuna and veggie subs.
I know. I was surprised that veggie, like I'm not a fan of the veggie sub for a million other reasons, but I was surprised that the veggie sub was as unpopular as what it was.
Oh, it was very unpopular. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm surprised too. But when people started like being mean about the tuna,
right?
I was like, all right, I'm in my own little corner.
Right? See? And you know what? And I'm sorry. I protected you from Wendy Williams that one week. I couldn't take out tuna sub knowing that tuna is so controversial right now.
It is very controversial.
Right? It's a hot topic. But lots of people wanted nothing to do with the tuna.
No. That's okay.
But then do you think it's because if there was no controversy, do you think that tuna sub would have fared the same way?
I don't know. You either like the tuna or you don't like the tuna.
Like, I like a tuna sandwich. But you know what? Let's be honest. Am I convinced that the tuna in the tuna can is any different? Not really.
Not really.
Like, it doesn't really look like that appealing either, right? It looks like a can of cat food. Let's call it what it is. Looks like a can of cat food that we had some Miracle Whip to give it a little zing so it doesn't quite taste so fishy.
So either you liked that tuna before you knew that maybe it wasn't the tuna.
Right.
And you were just afraid to say that you didn't mind it.
I guess, right?
I apparently am okay saying I still liked it.
A lot of people didn't like the thought of slimy cold cuts.
Yes.
Right? which I totally get.
I kind of get that too.
I kind of get that. I'm not a fan of the steak and cheese because I don't believe it should ever be called steak.
No, because it's not.
Because it's not steak, right? You're not steak.
That's not steak.
That's not steak.
That's not steak.
Mm-mm. That was fun, though.
Yes, but again, Luke weighed in many times about tuna.
He had tuna issues. Our man likes to speak his mind.
Yes, so right? I thought, okay, all right. I don't care, though, guys, so...
You were defending it to the end.
Yes, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I care what you guys think, but I don't. I'm still going to tell you the truth. So
you're still going to have tuna sub.
I still am going to have a tuna sub.
Right?
That's who I am.
That's who you are, Samantha.
All right. Guess what I'm going to say now, though?
I bet you people know.
People, download or subscribe. Oh, my God.
Please.
Please. We just want to know if you're listening. Tell us if you love, by downloading and subscribing, you tell us if you love us.
And if you, and again, I need to post this on the page, which I will, but if you know people who want to listen, who just need to laugh, or if you know people that participate on the page, but don't listen to the podcast, that's making no sense to me because it's just an extension of the podcast.
Exactly. So you should really be doing all things.
All the things, right?
Yes.
Enjoy us in all aspects, any way you can get us.
So if you want to find us, go to pod.link/ismh or ismhead.podbean.com. That is our natural habitat in Podbean. You can listen to us there. You can join in the fun, like we said, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we are kind of playing with TikTok, but not really.
Not really.
It might be dead.
It's dead to us.
If you like what you hear and you'd like to support us, because it does take some money to put the podcast together, you can go to Patreon or Podbean Patreon. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support the podcast, which would be great. Patreon is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And in Podbean, when you go into where you can listen to our podcast, there's a little money bag there. Just hit that. And you can donate whatever you want. We do have merch, and it's at Threadless, which is www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we have book bags, we have cups, we have coffee mugs, we have hats, we have t-shirts,
sweatshirts.
We have it all. Give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. And we love being part of the Podfix Network, which is another place to actually go listen to us too. If you type in Podfix Network, it pops up. We're on there, plus a lot of other great podcasts too. So go check it out.
Awesome. Samantha, something new in my diet this week.
Oh, dear.
It does feel like this is the food podcast.
It is the food podcast.
Every now and then we have a food podcast.
Well, because we're getting into fall, so we're shifting.
We're shifting, right?
We're shifting.
Okay, so my new diet food, my new part of my diet. Mike bought me a box of candy floss flavored Captain Crunch.
Oh.
And at first I looked at it and I'm like, oh, I don't always love, like, I don't love candy floss ice cream. I don't love, like, fake candy floss.
Uh-huh.
And then on the box it says, no artificial flavor added.
Oh.
And I tried it and, oh my God, it is the best raw cereal ever. It's not super sweet.
Really?
It's so good. So good. And doesn't taste fake at all.
How's your muffin top doing?
I told you last week, right? I'm okay with a muffin top in the fall.
Bring on the cookies, folks.
Bring on the cookies.
Bring on the Captain Crunch.
I am going to start a diet next week. Thank you. All right. I planned on it till my husband derailed it. Now, right?
Is it? The Oreo cookie candy floss diet?
Right? Like, it's like, so when I have that in my home, it's pretty hard to just go and eat my eggs.
Yeah, if he knows you like it, he'll buy it again. So you're really going to be sabotaged the whole
fall,
winter.
Well, I have to be careful. We may have to have a conversation. I'm just saying, if friends of the podcast, try it. The candy floss flavored Captain Crunch. It doesn't disappoint.
Crazy.
I know, right? Isn't that so crazy?
So crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of food, like our fall, like what fall foods are making an early appearance, Lisa?
Samantha, I'm not quite there yet, right? I'm transitioning. I'm transitioning from my summer to my fall foods, right? So I'm getting rid of the pasta, getting rid of the pasta salads.
Yeah.
They got to go.
You're bringing in the warm pasta.
I'm bringing in the warm pasta, right? It's, I'm going to be upping my spaghetti game.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because that's fall weather. Right?
Are you doing soup yet?
Oh yeah. 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 No, I haven't had soup yet, but soup will be coming next week. Soup. Expect soup. I did announce to Mike that I felt that this week was the last week for watermelon unless it's got really good dating. Right. Right. Then I might be able to be swayed. Because remember last year I did introduce it as a sway item.
Yes, you did. It was your...
It's like my swing state.
Yes, your swing
state. It's my swing state, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at right now, right? So just still slow and steady.
Okay.
Slow and steady. Yeah, slow and steady. Samantha, what do you think? What's one of the most useful inventions in our life? What do you think?
Zippers.
You like a good zipper.
I like a good zipper.
Why do you think a zipper is so important?
Well, because it's just easy. Zip.
Okay.
Makes the right appropriate sound for the action.
For the action. It really does, right? And not many things do that, right?
No.
I think tinfoil.
Oh, why tinfoil?
Because, right? Who wants to scrub a pan?
Oh, yes.
Right? Saves a step.
I agree.
If you tinfoil correctly. If you don't tinfoil properly, then you're not only are you wasting your tinfoil, but then you're still scrubbing your pan.
And how do you tinfoil properly, Lisa?
You double.
Do tell.
You double tinfoil. You double tin. Double tin. Because you want, so you want to line the pan, but then you want to line it one more time a little bigger. So if it does spill over, it's being caught on the underneath tin foil.
Oh,
double
I tin.
See. Double, double tin. Double tin.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the world needs the tin foil.
Okay. Shiny side up or down?
Okay. Well, I only buy the one that has both sides. So shiny side down.
Oh.
Because shiny side down... the dull side is the no stick side.
Oh, I see.
Right? That's the fancy tinfoil.
That's the fancy
right? tinfoil. I only buy the fancy tinfoil. Yeah. And then it makes me think, why don't they just make a dull, like a no stick one only and an old fashioned one only?
I don't know. Right? You should ask them that.
Because it just seems odd to have like, or just, I don't know, just they got to figure that out because it's confusing. Right, I can tell from your question that you weren't totally sure.
I was not totally sure.
Yes,
thank you, Chef Lisa, for explaining that to me.
Well, you know what? These are the things I can help you with. So of course I'm going to help where I can, Samantha.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of hot things.
Yeah.
How's the HHG, Lisa?
HHG, she hot.
She hot.
She hot.
Hey, and I missed the festivities last Friday.
I know you were invited, but you don't go out when your sister's in town.
No, we don't.
Right? So you do. It was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. Crazy Nancy was there.
Yes, I saw that.
And that's crazy on it. That's just crazy.
Yes.
Right? So that amps the craziness, right? But.
This is true.
But it was lots of fun and you were missed as always.
Okay.
However, the HHG, she just got her face redone. She got a new face.
She got it needled.
She got it needled and sent me a picture saying, I think I'm going to be bruised.
I think so too.
She looked like as though somebody took that thing that you pound the pork chop with, right? I'm like, are you supposed to look like you got a new face or like you were beaten up by your husband? Right? What she won't do for that fountain of youth.
I know, right? Like, holy crap, eh?
She already has the forehead working for her.
Yes, the Botox is she working has a really
perfect
well.
Little, she has a perfect little face. She doesn't need to do anything else to it, but...
I don't know. She's very adventurous when it comes to...
Oh, my goodness, right?
The fountain of youth.
Oh, she works hard for that fountain of youth. Even though she looks youthful.
Yeah, she does.
I don't even get it.
Okay. Lisa, I'm going to bring a blast of the past.
Okay.
There is a Jurassic-themed corn maze in southern Saskatchewan at a place called Cedar Creek Gardens.
A corn maze.
Is it time?
Oh.
There's five different corn mazes. The first one is the easiest, and apparently even little kids are good with it.
Well, that's the only
one
we can
do. And it progressively gets harder.
Like how far? Like how long? How far is it? Is it a long walk?
I don't know. And all I thought was, oh my God, I have PTSD still from the corn maze 5 years ago.
Right? Because remember that other one? It looked like it was just going to be a lot of walking.
Yeah. And it was a lot of walking. And then we just got so confused, we gave up. Yeah. And I'm like, I need out of here. And I need out of here now.
We just turned around. We did not walk very far. we didn't even probably walk the equivalent of a block.
No, we did not.
But we saw the writing on the wall.
Yes,
we knew that if we go much further into this corn maze,
we are screwed.
There's going to be a lot of walking, right? So either we bail on it now, or forever hold our peace.
Yeah, and then it was muddy, and my shoes were getting dirty, and I didn't appreciate that.
Well, you weren't really dressed for the occasion, I don't think.
No, well, neither were you.
I don't remember complaining about those things. I gave you a used Kleenex. Remember, I had an extra one in my pocket. I'm like, here, you want a Kleenex, Samantha?
Were horrible.
We can definitely think about it.
Oh, good God.
How far away is it? Take a long time to get there?
I would rather us tackle another haunted house than, like, or a haunted thing like we did a couple years ago,
yeah,
then go to a
you
corn
like
maze.
That, right? It needs to be something we both hate.
Well, no, because what I'm really hoping for is that there is a clown themed one that I can force you to go to.
You can't force me to do anything. No. How about can we go to something that we both don't like? Instead of just me liking it. Or not liking it. How about that? That's where I think we need to go.
We both hate the corn maze.
Right? And that's why I think that's a good adventure, because we both hate it.
Yes. And then if we fail at the first one, would the little kitties can actually go through and get? Yeah. We suck.
How far away is this place?
It's probably far.
Oh, well, I don't want to go far for much.
No, I know.
Right? That's for sure. We could tackle the one here again.
Oh.
Something to think about.
Okay.
Right?
Let's think about it.
But the problem, though, is that there's lots of grasshoppers this year.
Oh,
and I don't know
those.
How you're going to cope with that.
I will not cope well.
Like, I'm going to wear earplugs already.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right? So we have to find out what that risk is.
Well, this is true.
Right? You know.
All right. It was just a suggestion. I saw it and I thought, "Oh, I should mention it to Lisa."
We can give it some thought.
All right. Okay, but now is the time for you, Lisa. It's all about you.
Yay.
Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
Samantha, I just got two questions this week.
Only two.
Because I feel I've been asking lots of questions throughout the podcast.
Lisa, this is all you do.
I know, right? Okay, so ready for this?
Okay.
Who decided we needed to add spice to our food?
Everybody.
Who decided the food didn't taste good enough?
Everybody.
Why?
Because life is spicy.
This like back in the caveman days.
Why do you hate spice? You eat.
I don't hate spice.
You don't hate spice.
I'm just saying, who decided that the food didn't taste good enough?
I don't know.
Right?
Right?
Like who decided? And who decided that spice is going to be the one to make it better? Right? That's what I'm saying. Who decided that seasoning salt would work perfectly on all things?
Oh my God,
things.
I can't live without seasoning salt. I love it so.
It's a Sperling staple, right? You're born with the bottle and the seasoning salt all at the same time, I think, right?
We are born learning how to use some seasoning salt.
You are a family of seasoned salt users. Yes, you are. Right? Which is kind of funny. But I'm just saying, right? Who decided that food just didn't taste good enough?
Somebody who was cooking and thought, let's add some salt. Oh, look at that. Tasted better.
It's weird. Yeah. I don't get that. Okay. And then my next question, who decided the puzzles were fun?
The person who made the puzzle.
Because nobody, like, who's really having fun with the puzzle?
The person who invented the puzzle decided it was fun because they invented the puzzle to have fun. So that's...
Do you think a puzzle's fun?
Well, if you have the patience for it, yes.
Right. And not having patience is not fun. Right? That's not fun. Having no patience is not fun. I find that puzzling. I find puzzles and the whole art of puzzling must be a very solitude. You can't do that with a friend.
Yes, you can. You can do it with two people.
Oh my God. You imagine you and I trying to do a puzzle?
No, because you would suck at it.
You would suck at it.
You would suck at it.
How would I suck?
You would totally suck.
I wouldn't yes, suck.
One, you don't have the patience to find the pieces. Two, you'd be like, Sam, you just do it.
No, three, you'd be like, I'll do it. That would be... That would be you. You'd be like, I'll do it. Just leave it.
I'd be like, oh my right God, piece. You're driving me insane. Go do something else.
I'd be like, do you think it's this piece? I wonder if it's this piece. Maybe it's this piece. Right? And then
you know what it would be? What? The constant commentary about the piece.
Yeah, right? I'd have a lot of questions. Like, I wonder why Oh my God, I can think of them already. Ready? Here we go. Let's just role play. Hey, I wonder why they cut it like this. Wonder why they made it blue. Wonder why they didn't make more clouds in the picture. Why is it only blue sky? Some more clouds would have been nice. Couldn't they have made different colored trees? Right? Right? Who says you have to start on the corners, on the edges, and work your way in? Who decided?
Oh my God.
I would just be nonstop full of questions.
Yes, and I'd be like, shoot me now.
Right? So like the snail you are, you would go into your little shell.
And like the parrot you are, I would just keep talking. Ask a question. Ask a question.
Exactly. That's exactly what would happen. That's all I got for you this week, friends. Just two questions.
It's good ones, though.
I know, right? I felt they were good ones. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, a bold and bossy racehorse escaped from a local racetrack in the United States and was running down the highway. And apparently, the horse got minor injuries because she didn't have the right shoes on.
Okay. So I saw that clip on the news. Her name, because she was a racehorse, her name was Bold and Bossy.
Her name was Bold and Bossy.
That was her name, was Bold and Bossy.
Oh.
And then I thought, okay, so she escaped from the racetrack. That's not a very smart horse, because Bold and Bossy, if you're gonna go running down the highway, why are you not changing your shoes? Right? If I'm gonna go run the track, I'm not wearing my work shoes. And she was in her work shoes because she had been on the track.
Yeah,
she was on her work shoes, not on her out on the pavement shoes.
But I bet you she saw an opportunity to get the hell out of there
and ran.
And just decided, okay, I'm going to risk it.
I'm going to take my chances, right? And then you got to wonder, right? Like, dear Bold and Bossy, were you thinking about this? Like, was it in the plans? Have you been thinking for years? Like, if I ever see that gate open, I'm running for it.
Probably.
Right? Like, you got to wonder, hey?
That makes me wonder if she's being treated properly.
No, I think that they are, because she's like a high stakes horse.
Oh,
I think they treat them pretty darn good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they do. I just thought it was funny that she got some injuries because she didn't have her right shoes on.
Right shoes on.
Right? Get your proper shoes on.
I feel her pain because sometimes you wear the wrong shoes to work and you're screwed.
Right? Like when I put my shoe on at 8 a.m. and I'm like, God, my bunion already hurts. It's a bad shoe day. Right? You know that that's going to be a bad shoe day. Right? It's like when I put my twisty pants on and my twisty pant leg is already twisting. I'm like, really? Already it's twisty? Okay.
Oh my God. Twisty pants. Yes. So you're still wearing the twisty pants, well, are you?
Because I haven't transitioned to my fall clothes yet, right?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, but they are on, like, I think they're last week.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Thank God. Okay. No more twisty pants. Oh, God. I'm so looking forward to not wearing twisty pants this year. Just for the next 6 months. Right? Putting them aside. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, something sad happened the other day.
I heard.
Charlie Watts, the drummer from Rolling Stone, is dead.
Yeah.
And he was 80. He was 80 years old.
80 years old.
What the heck?
I know, right?
That's
Isn't that
so crazy?
Crazy? Yeah. Are you a Rolling Stones fan?
I only like certain songs.
I like no songs.
I don't like everything.
I can't stand them.
Ah.
Never have. I mean, I respect them.
I totally do. Yes,
I respect what they did and what they do and what they still do. But boy, I tell you, you couldn't pay me to buy their stuff or go see them. Couldn't, not enough money.
Yeah.
But at some point, Samantha, they're all going to get old. They're all getting old and they're all going to die, right? A Rod Stewart, a Tom Jones, a Mick Jagger. That's just where we're at.
Yeah. Well, they're getting older, right?
That's just what happens, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Here's something kind of funny. Pauline, now I don't know how to say her last name. I don't know if it's Eel or L or E-L. I'm not sure. She's a friend of the podcast. She's in our group, but she also follows us on Twitter. She sent me a tweet the other day saying that a pigeon nested, or she found a pigeon nest under her barbecue.
Uh-oh.
And one day her cat went out, and then there was no more issue. So she suggested maybe fake cat Maggie goes out.
If only fake cat Maggie wasn't fake.
But maybe that would be enough to scare the pigeons if fake cat Maggie went outside.
I highly doubt.
And we put fake cat Maggie by the barbecue.
I think that all they would do would be like, how you doing?
You think that's it?
Poop.
Just one more thing to shit on. Right? Here's my question. But you know, thank you, Pauline. I appreciated that. And we don't always get a lot of Twitter feedback, so it was kind of nice to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had three sets of two birds. I don't remember. There was a Betty and a Veronica and Ernie and Bert, and I don't remember the other two.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But then the cat went out and they were all gone.
Bye-bye.
I know. Hey, do you think there's any way we can convince the pigeons to move south?
Probably not. I think they're going to hibernate once it gets colder, but
yeah,
that might be on your deck.
On my deck, right? With that noise that they like to make.
Because pigeons don't flock like the geese do.
I know. But don't you think that they should?
Yes, they totally should.
They totally should, right? Like, I think they need to, like, learn from the geese.
But they're not going to.
Ugh. It would be nice if they did.
Yes, it would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of pigeons.
Oh.
It's time for my segment.
Okay.
Lisa, it's things you want to know. All right, Lisa.
Samantha.
It's fun facts about pigeons.
Oh, there's no fun facts about pigeons.
Yes, there is, actually.
Is there? Okay. Yes, I'm not going to love them. I'm still not going to love them.
Did you know that pigeons can recognize themselves?
What?
They see themselves in a mirror, and if you give them a picture of themselves, they can figure out that that's them or someone else. So
really?
they know how to figure out if they're looking at themselves or another pigeon.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
They're smart.
That's why you guys
can't get rid of them.
That's why we can't get rid of them. They're smarter than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And pigeons are very fast.
Well, I've seen them go. I've seen them escape the broom. They scatter quickly.
They do.
Right? On a Saturday morning when the tall man hasn't had a lot of sleep for the week. Those pigeons, they can move quick.
Yes, I bet they can.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Pigeons are spiritual to some religions.
Oh, I think I knew that.
Yes, and if you realize that the pigeon is part of the whole holy ghosty thing with Christianity and peace and love and...
Weird, 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 weird.
They are incredibly social.
Oh, they are too social. That's the problem with those guys.
And then I thought, well, if they're social, Lisa, why don't you like them more? Because you're very social.
I know, but they're too much. Even for me, they're too much. They're just too much, Samantha. You know what the difference is? I don't poop where I sit. Right?
That would be the difference.
That's the big difference.
That would be the difference. Yeah. So is, okay. But also, last fun fact, which is interesting that you just mentioned their poop. Pigeon guano, which is poop, was once revered.
Really?
Yes. Ew. Apparently, it's great fertilizer.
That's disgusting. I hate those guys. I hate them. I hate the pigeons so much. Do you have pigeons at your new place?
No.
Oh, you will.
No, okay.
They just haven't found you yet.
They haven't found me yet. That's true.
That's all true. They're coming.
All right, Lisa, do you have an I shake my head?
Yeah, I do. It happened this morning, actually. You know what I'm shaking my head at? I'm shaking my head at mist. Because it was misty out this morning, right? And I just want the mist, like, pick a team, either rain or don't rain. This mist bit is just bullshit.
Well, that just means fall's coming, right?
But I think mist, I feel you get wetter with mist than you do rain.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's like hanging in the air.
Yeah. But yet, are you umbrellaing with mist? No.
Nope.
You're not doing that. So I don't know. I shake my head at mist. I'm like, just pick a team and stick to it. Right? Like be rain or don't be rain.
One or the other, folks.
One or the other, right? I got no time for you, mist. You need to just make a choice. Make a choice. What about you, Samantha? Do you have an I shake my head?
Well, I might be that weird person who talks to strangers in stores for no reason.
Oh, don't be.
Yeah, I might
be. Why? My dad is that weird person.
I don't know. And like, I did it while I was shopping with my sister on Friday.
And you just interjected.
I don't know where it came from. I have no idea. I'm like, when did I become this person?
When did you become this person? And why are you this person?
I was being really nice, though. Like,
Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
What did you say?
Well, because this gentleman had picked up a cup that I had looked at, and I showed it to my sister, and it had a funny phrase on it. And he was holding it and waiting to pay because Michelle and I were buying something.
Right.
And I said, "You've got my cup."
Like, you just said that to him out of nowhere?
And I'm like, "You have my cup, sir." And he looked at me. I go, "Take care of my cup. Are you taking yours?"
Oh my God. Like, he left thinking you were out to lunch. He left thinking you're crazy.
Yeah, he did probably. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. It's like my dad in the Walmart parking lot, right? People just walking by in the parking lot. And he'll be like, "Pretty nice day for golfing." You're in the middle of a Walmart parking lot, Gord. That doesn't even make sense. Anything to talk to somebody. Right? Anything to talk. That's you too now. You've become that person.
I am that person now.
Why are you being like that? Why?
I don't know. Like, maybe this is what's happening in my almost 53rd year of life.
No, you need to stop that right now. That's what you have to do. You have to try and stop it. Okay?
Okay. I'll try. Right. I don't know.
You got to try. Got to try. That's what I'm saying.
But that's my I shake my head.
Interesting. I think you've become crazy.
I might have.
All right. Whatever. And I'm mad at mist. So there you go.
It's a weird week.
It's a weird week, Samantha.
Well, I think that's it for the show, guys. It's been
fun. I think we're done.
It's been a good one. We just want to thank John for putting together the show and all of that fun stuff. And guys, just remember to check out our social media, our Facebook, our Instagram, and our Twitter. And remember to download and subscribe.
Yes, don't forget to do that. And sign up people on our Facebook page.
You know it.
All right, Samantha, anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, always a pleasure.
Should be.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.
Hello, friends of the Patreon.
Still awkward.
I know.
Still
well,
awkward.
Well, we haven't thought of anything new, Lisa, so I got nothing else for you.
I think we're coming up to our 5th year anniversary.
Of?
Podcasting soon.
Really? I thought we were only in our 4th year.
Yeah, but after 4 comes 5.
Okay.
When did we have our 4th year? In April.
It's April. We're in our 5th year.
We're in our 5th year.
No, 4th year.
Well, we've done 4. We're in our 5th, right? And this is why, Samantha, right? I can't convince you of my age because you don't seem to grasp age.
No, I don't, apparently. I don't grasp my own age either.
Well, I can grasp your age for you. It's old.
Oh, be quiet.
It's old. That's what it is, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We got to work on that. We got to get it not so awkward.
Okay, as soon as you come up with something new, you let me know.
I don't know if I will. I'm not saying that I have... Don't get me wrong. I get that I usually have the solution.
Yes,
I don't
you
think
do.
I have the solution, right? I don't think... I'm not claiming this time I have the solution right now. You know?
We could do Friends of the Patreon and then do a little clapping. No, that doesn't work either.
It's the phrasing. It's the whole phrasing, I think.
Hey, you wonderful people.
Hey, bitches.
No, I don't think that's going to work either.
No, because not everybody's a woman. So then I've just offended some, right?
Yes, you did.
And I don't know. And that, so I take it back. Hey,
take it
rewind
back.
It. Rewind it. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Right? Don't hold me to it. I'm having a bad day. You know why? This we weren't even going to talk about. This is just something I have to get it off my chest. And it will be discussed on the podcast because I need to vent to the world too.
Okay.
Samantha, not one person noticed that I have a new haircut with bangs.
Oh, sweet mother of.
Not one person.
Yeah.
I finally said to my boss today, I said, hey, did you notice my new haircut?
Yeah.
And she's like, nope. Why?
Nope.
I'm like, because I got a new haircut and I have bangs.
You actually don't look like you have bangs right now, so you should just be quiet.
Because I only had a new haircut for one day.
Yeah.
And I had bangs for one day.
Linnea does your hair right.
Yeah.
You don't.
I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it. And so... so I was a little disappointed in all my coworkers.
I'm sure you were.
Not one, hey, I love your bangs. And this is Wednesday, so I've been poking around, hanging around all the girls a couple little bit longer, like a little hello.
Flaunting your hair.
Right? In the common area a little more than normal, right? Just checking my mail so people can see my hair. And nothing. They're nothing. They all DFC'd.
It's because it looks exactly the same.
It doesn't look the same. I have bangs.
It totally does.
Okay, save it. That's all. The rest I'm going to discuss on the podcast. Tune in, friends of the Patreon. However, Samantha.
Oh, yes.
We did come up with a few things we wanted to discuss for these guys only.
Well, you know, I sometimes like to ponder.
Which is funny, right? Because I thought I was the ponderer.
No. Oh, it's totally not you.
I ponder.
No, you don't.
My Bitmoji does a
Yeah. You ponder when your next Oreo cookie fixes.
Yeah.
You ponder when you can plug in your phone.
Yeah.
You ponder
The important things.
You ponder how much more sugar can I intake today as a diabetic?
Yes, definitely. I think I've got it figured. Always a little bit more.
Always a little bit.
Always a little bit more. Yeah. Right?
Okay. So this is what I was thinking.
Okay. Tell me.
Lisa, what do you think heaven looks like?
Oh my God, Samantha. I know what heaven looks like.
Okay. Well, what does it look like?
It looks like the main lounging area of the Love Boat. And instead of Julie being there to greet you, it's my mom.
Yes, it would totally be your mother.
My mom is in charge of heaven.
Yeah, she's in charge of the Love Boat.
And I feel that's exactly what it is. It's like the Copacabana deck or something. Right? That's what heaven is. It's like the Copacabana level or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think heaven is just like one big cruise ship and it's got your different levels, right?
Okay.
So you get there, right? You know, there's my mom. The big hearty welcome. She may also even maybe greet you and be like, hey, we got a few things to discuss. Right? You got to get past Wendy before you can get any further.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I feel that then you get to decide whereabouts you want to be seated.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So are you going to go to with all your relatives? Just like the fun table, the cool kids, right? Like in my world, right? There's definitely a cool kids table full of relatives. Uh-huh. And then there's the other ones that you just want to swing by and go, hey, and keep on moving. Right? I think it's very much like that.
I think heaven looks like the 70s TV show Fantasy Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So kind of similar.
Yeah. You get to choose your own adventure.
You have to choose it, right? You have to choose it.
I think that heaven is a 70s sitcom.
Well, and I think that that's why it's so important to go to heaven looking good. Right? Because I think you're being judged, right?
Yes.
I think no matter what, and especially if it's my mom that's part of it, she's judging.
Yes, of course.
Right? Because she's going to be like, really? That's the best you could do? That's the best? Or she'll be okay and she'll understand that that's what you wanted. And then that's fine. Yes. But if she thinks you didn't give a shit.
Oh, yes.
That's not good, right?
She'll have big issues.
Yeah. So even I think if we're being cremated, right, you still got to go presenting.
Of course you do.
You got to still, right, wear your shoes.
Yes.
Wear your shoes.
You still wear your shoes.
Right? Make sure my teeth are with me. Right? They need to go. Right? I need to go fully. And I still think that, you know what? I want to be in panties and a bra.
Really?
Hi, say I'm in heaven for the rest of my life and I don't have panties on. And I'm, what happens like if I'm going to an event and I'm like swirling on the dance floor and there's my hoo-ha.
And you're not wearing a dress because that's not who you are.
That's a good point, right? So really, actually, I don't need panties, except I was raised to wear panties if I'm going out. Yes. And that is actually, that's the big going out, right?
Yes.
So that's what I think. I think, okay. I don't know. That's how I have to believe, I have to see it like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
A 70s sitcom.
I have to see it as a 70s sitcom for sure, right? In my warped mind, that just makes it a little bit easier.
Yes, this is true.
And something to look forward to if that day comes.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that goes against all biblical and religious things.
For sure it does. I'm sure it does. Yeah.
But again, I'm not here to teach anybody anything, right?
Well, and I would expect cocktails. Like, I really want cocktail hour.
You're going to be saying hi to my mom? Right? When we were 19 years old, my mom entertained, I'm sure there was 35 of us in our home, and they were all my high school friends, and everybody had cocktails. And my mom and dad were like, what did you want? What did you want? What can I get you? What can I get you? She was like, she's born for that. She'll get you a cocktail.
She'll get you a cocktail.
You can't stump her. She's greeting you with a cocktail.
I love that. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, now that we've, pondered some really big stuff.
Wrecked everybody's biblical religious ideas of heaven.
Right. Okay, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Should The Rock run for president?
No, 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 no.
Okay,
no.
Why or why not? Okay, why not? Why
because
not?
Because the people who need to run for president need to have some political background.
Okay.
Not just.
Trump
didn't. And how'd that go?
Really well.
Like that should be the bench, right? Right? Like, did you go to school for this? No. Okay. No. So maybe. Are you a lawyer? No. Are you a businessman?
No.
Like, kind of, but yes. Not like.
Well,
but not,
he is a businessman.
They all are businessmen, but yes. No, right? I think that the people governing your country should have like a degree in how to govern your country.
Okay. So this is coming from the woman who loves Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. I know, right? So it makes no sense.
That makes no sense. Was he not the governor of California first?
Yeah, he was.
And then became president?
And then became president. But I don't think that anybody can live up to a Ronald Reagan.
I think we have higher standards now.
I don't know. Like, I just don't know if I don't think I can see The Rock being the president.
Okay, but didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger also, was he not also the governor of California?
Yeah, but I don't think that played out that well.
Okay.
I don't think it worked out well for
him. But apparently, if you're an aging actor, you become a governor or a president.
Like, does that just become the next job that you have to conquer?
I don't know why. Maybe because it's acting 101. You just go to the podium, you say stuff, you sound convincing, you walk away.
Right? You smile, you look good, maybe.
You smile, you wave.
I don't know. But now, is it different if it's Oprah?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't think she's any more qualified to be president than anyone else.
That's what she always says too.
She's never been a governor. She's never been a mayor. She's never been in political life.
No, right.
I agree with you. At some point, you do need some experience in political life.
I think you should. I don't think it should just be a popularity contest based on I'm the best looking celebrity. Pick me. Right? That's why you're on People Magazine, Rock, right? That's why you're the world's sexiest man. You can't be the president too.
Can you imagine the dirt that they potentially could dig up on The Rock?
Oh,
it's like it's not even dirt. It's like well-known fact that he played for the CFL. They probably would accuse him of being Canadian. So
well, the thing is, right, is I mean, like, unless, like, I think that people who are going to be that political must know it at a young age because they just, you know, have to be groomed a certain way, right?
Yeah. You I know? Mean, but then the other argument, okay, let's sway to the other side. Maybe you come in, you don't know anything about politics, and that's the beauty of it. You just
know.
Do inherently what's right, the right thing to do.
Thing is that it's there's so many people with their fingers in the pot, right? So,
yes.
So right there's I don't even know what decisions are you actually making, anyways.
Well, I mean that's true, right? The lobbyists lobby for what they want, and
right,
the senators want what they want.
Yeah, and what do you like? You just smile and wave. You just smile and wave, right? If you smell what the rock is cooking. Is that what he's going to say to, like, China? Right? Listen here, you pie-eating jabroni. I think it'd be hard to get past that. Right? Like, rock's going to kick your candy ass.
Yeah, you don't see presidents with tattoos, do you?
If they do, I think they're hidden.
Very well hidden, right? I think.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm going to say no to that.
Okay.
But if he runs, it would pique my interest for sure.
It would be entertaining at least.
It would be entertaining. Yeah. It would definitely be entertaining.
Okay. Okay. What about the phrase, can someone really have too much of a good thing?
Okay. What about the phrase, who are you to decide what too much of a good thing is for me?
Right? I don't know. Like, I thought of this the other day and I'm like, can someone really have too much of a good thing?
It depends. What is like, what, like, how do you kibosh your good thing?
Well, and like, is the good thing good for you or is it bad for you, but you really like it?
Well, right. Like me and my Oreo cookies right now.
Right.
They're really, really bad for me, but I really like it.
But you really like it.
But I really like it. You know what? It's like I remember years ago working for Pennington's and we were in Montreal and the then president of the company had said we were all going for supper and we were going to walk. And she's like, don't worry, it's not that far of a walk. Who the hell are you to decide whether or not it's that far of a walk for me? You, right? It's kind of the same thing. Who are you to make that choice for me? I'll let you know if it's that far, if it's too far of a walk for me. Just because it's not for you doesn't mean it's not for me. So it's kind of the same, right? Like, can you have too much of a good thing? I think a good thing is too hard to define.
Right. It depends what a good thing is for somebody else.
Like if my good thing is smoking crack, probably that's like, you probably could have too much of that.
You probably would have too much of a good thing.
Although I guess you really could have too much of a good thing no matter what it is. I guess you could.
I don't know.
Right, so even if I eat the whole bag of Oreos, right? That is too much of a good thing.
That is too. Your tummy was like, bad
right?
idea.
Yeah. So maybe your brain doesn't realize.
Maybe.
But my belly would know.
My belly.
My belly would be like.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like, you know. I just think it's
like,
one of those
phrases.
What's
your guilty pleasure? What's your guilty pleasure? Like, not like personal, but like, what's your guilty pleasure?
For like what? Food like, or just...
Yeah, like food or something. Or TV or something.
Well, I mean, I can binge Netflix till, you know, there's nothing left.
Can you have too much of that?
Probably. Like, your brain might go to mush.
But then who decides that it's too much? It's the social pressures that say, oh, what did you do all weekend? Oh, I just laid on the couch and watched Netflix. Ooh, that's bad.
That's bad. That's too much of a good thing.
Right? That's too much of a good thing, right? Because I'm telling you it's too much of a good thing or somebody else is telling you it's too much of a good thing.
Right. Okay. So this is my point. Right. Is it too much of a good thing for the person who thinks it's too much of a good thing? Because the person obviously who has been partaking and this
thinking it's a pretty darn good thing.
They're thinking it's okay.
Right.
It's all right.
Who am I to judge?
Right. But apparently people do. People Otherwise, do. We wouldn't have a phrase, too much of a good thing.
Yeah. Right. You know, it's like overindulgence. Like, what does that mean?
Well, what is overindulging? Or is it just enough?
Or is it just enough? And then again, how come you get to decide if it's just, if it's overindulging?
Right.
Right? Like, that's up to me to decide.
Oh my God. We're just like going in circles. It's going in circles.
I eat the whole bag of cookies. Oh, I got an upset tummy. I think I overindulged. Right?
Yeah. So I guess only you can decide if it's too much of a good thing.
I guess. Yeah. I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Samantha.
Huh.
It's like that, right?
All right. I'm just saying. I was just like, is it too much of a good thing?
I don't know. I guess.
Was the Caesars on the beach in August?
Not enough of a good thing.
Too much of a good thing.
Not enough. Next year, we know better.
We know that's the only drink we need.
Only cooler we need. That's the only bit of alcohol that we need.
It went down like water.
Right? We'll take 125 Caesars, please. Right? Give me all your Caesars.
My sister shook her head at me when I told her that. And I said, and we cleaned out all the big cans.
Right? Remember there was that one left over? It's like, can't leave it there. Better take it.
Number seven comes.
Right? Number seven. And you know what? Had it been number 17, we would have found it a home too.
Yeah.
Right? Because we tried in the next town and there was none.
There is none.
Right? So.
It's disappointing.
I don't know. I don't think it's too much of a good thing if we were being responsible.
We were. We weren't going anywhere. We weren't even like.
We're not being
moving.
All crazy on the beach. We're not running naked up and down the beach or doing anything crazy like that.
Exactly. So. Right?
We're just enjoying.
I think everyone needs to decide what too much of a good thing is for them. And everyone else, just keep your opinions to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if you're breaking the law, then you know what? You got some issues.
Well, okay, and again, where did the law come from?
That's like in the Bible.
I know it's not.
The law comes from the Bible. Yes, it does. It was on those tablets that that Moses guy had or something. I think it was Moses. Like Charlton Heston had some tablets.
Charlton Heston, yes, right? Had some.
And I think those tablets said like thou shalt not like screw around on your mate
and kill.
And those are the laws. Those are breaking. You break those, you break the laws.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So that's where the laws came from, Samantha.
All right.
There you go, friends of the Patreon. Apparently, I did teach you something. Because you didn't know where the laws come from. They come from the Bible.
Yeah, apparently we do teach people stuff unbeknownst to us.
Unbeknownst to us.
Because, like, guys, we're not trying.
We're not trying.
And you must know.
That one I just knew.
Yeah, but they must know that we don't try. Like, they must know, like, if we get it right.
Right? Yeah. Like, don't take our points and around your water cooler, throw them around thinking you're going to be wowing anybody. Because people... They're going to look at you like, where'd you get that information from?
Yeah, these two crazy chicks up in Canada.
Right? Who told you that shit? Right? Who told you Santa's still real? Right?
Santa is real. Come on.
And here's the problem. Right? Here's the problem. I'm just saying, in your heart, he can be real.
Okay, fine.
Right? But that's all I'm saying, Samantha.
Fine.
All right. Okay. That was fun.
That was fun. All right, guys, we got to go because we got a regular podcast to do.
We got our whole podcast.
Your little itty bitty part.
For putting up with the fact you didn't get your early episode last week. Yes. So thank you for understanding. We had a scheduling conflict.
Yes, we did.
All right.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.